I'm sure my wise moment.
So we set the egg, so what to do is to take the egg, not crush it up yet. Let's say you cut the egg into four pieces. You put that in, put the mayonnaise down on your plate. You put the four quarters of egg into your plate on top of the mayonnaise. There's no leisure yet, it's a big piece. Then you take the back of a knife or the back of a fork or back of a spoon and you crush it up. And since you're doing a shinui in that leisure, that's mutter. And then when you ground it up, afterwards you do shesi ve'erev, that's okay to do as well. That's what we said. Yeah? That's what l'chora is the best way how to make it. I can't say everyone does it this way. The Erech HaShabbos himself says, Erech HaShabbos himself brings that some people make it like normal. He does bring some people who do, does do this. And he said, this is the best way to make it. L'chora, this is the best way to make it, yeah? Let's see if I can find it quickly. You know, whenever you look for something, you can never find it. That's the problem. Erech HaShabbos. I've definitely got it somewhere here. Where? So that's where it was here. You're making this mixture. Best to put the shinui in the oil and to put the shemen first and the egg, and you make a shinui in the mixing. That's the best way it says. But Rabbi Nogul on the side of the shinui. Someone told me, one rabbi told me that when I asked him this, he said to me, let's talk about when it's thick pieces. It's not talking about thin pieces. So I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay, then people ask, also a very interesting question, two stages I want to go further. Some people, apparently, it's interesting how you get to hear different recipes, what goes on in the world, you know, when you're giving a shiur like this. Very interesting. So someone told me, for example, he makes his egg before Shabbos, he makes his liver before Shabbos. And then, they mix it on Shabbos. So you've got two mixtures, the egg's already been mixed before Shabbos, the liver's been mixed before Shabbos, and now you want to combine the two things together. So you're mixing two mixtures together, that's mutter. If they're the same consistency, both thick mixtures or both thin mixtures, you mix them together on Shabbos, no problem at all. That's mutter. That's allowed to be done. Yes, there's no problem with that at all. If they're thin mixtures, sorry, they're not thin mixtures. That's what we want. If, let's say, you've got your egg which is made before Shabbos and your liver made before Shabbos, all mixed up, and you want to combine the two together and put some mayonnaise on it. You want to mix and put more mayonnaise on it as well. So that depends. Interesting what it depends on. That, from the portion of saying, it will depend on the fact is, what is the mayonnaise doing? Let me read out what I wrote over here. If the mixture's more or less dried up, and the mayonnaise now is going to come and revive it, and make it like a good again, which is not very common. If you made it on Friday and Shabbos, it's not very likely. Then you've got a problem with leisha, and you have to make a shinui in the mixing. Shesti ve'erev. If it's basically good, you're just adding mayonnaise to make it a little bit more wet, but it's really, the mixture's good enough by itself to be mixed, then you're allowed to mix it. You shouldn't mix it forcefully. You make a bit with sugar. You just mix it, not with such strength. Just a normal mixing. Yeah, that's what you should do. Okay. So again, let me just repeat that because people asked this before. If you got your egg made before Shabbos, mixed up with mayonnaise, you got your liver mixed up before Shabbos made, you want to combine the two together on Shabbos. Pasha's no problem. If they're both the same consistency, they're both thick or they're both thin, you can mix the two together at all on Shabbos without a problem. If you want to mix them together and you want to add mayonnaise to it, then it depends. Normally it's not a problem. You can add the mayonnaise without a problem because the mixtures are really mixed already. You're just putting it together at all. You're not really making a new mixture. So you're allowed to put it together and mix it lightly. If it's dried up quite a bit and it hasn't got the same color, it's more or less dried up, then you should do shesi ve'erev on when you mix it. Yeah, that's what comes out really when you make this egg and onion. Adding liquids to solids, to leisha. Let's say a person made a cereal before Shabbos, and he wants to add more liquid on Shabbos. They made a baby cereal before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos he wants to add more liquid. That's mutter. Adding liquid normally to an existing mixture is the opposite of leisha. You're not binding, you're unbinding it, yeah? The more liquid you add. So that's normally, that makes it mutter to do. Okay? Because let's make a quick sikkum of what we've learned. It's gone on for a long time, this leisha. Let's make a very, very quick sikkum of Hilchos leisha. And basically what we said was like this. If a person wants to make a belila raka, a runny mixture on Shabbos. So let's talk about what's a runny mixture on Shabbos. A person wants to make, I don't know what, let's say he wants to make a cereal, an oatmeal, some sort of cereal which is runny. a belila rakon. That means running, we said the definition was that when you take it and you pour it, it runs very easily from the bowl it's in into another bowl. That's called a belila rakon, a runny mixture. A runny mixture is much more lenient because it's never an issim in a Torah, a belila rakon. The Gemara says a belila rakon, a runny mixture, cannot be an issim in a Torah. And therefore, there are a lot of heterium, and basically what we said to do, the general rule of a belila rakon is to make a shinui in the order of the ingredients you put in. That means you change the order. So for example, a person wants to make a cereal, let's say he wants to make a wheat bread. Let's talk about a wheat bread. Yeah, what you do is you put the milk in first, normally you put the wheat bread in first, and then the liquid. So what you do is you do a shinui in the seder, you put the milk in first, a lot of milk in that when you crumble out, we said the best thing to do is to crumble out your Weetabix, because we said there might be a problem with Weetabix, it sticks together straight away. So the best thing to do is to put your milk in first into your bowl. Make sure there's plenty of milk there, that when you put your Weetabix in, it's going to be a runny mixture. Then you take the Weetabix, you crumble it into the bowl so that it falls in. It never has a chance to bond together as a big lump. It's always going to be a loose lump. And then, if you want to mix it, you can take a spoon or a fork and do shesi ba'erev. Crisscross ways, that way is mutter without any problem of making a belila rakah on Shabbos. Another example, a person wants to give, for example, a baby. You've got crumbs, you put breadcrumbs into yogurt. So let's say, there's all different recipes in the washer. So let's say you want to put a few breadcrumbs into a yogurt. So yogurt's very runny. You want to put a few breadcrumbs in. The same thing, you're going to change the seder. So normally, what you would do is normally you'd have the yogurt, you put the breadcrumbs into the yogurt. On here, you must change it. You must take a bowl, put a few breadcrumbs into the bowl, pour the yogurt onto the breadcrumbs, mix it with shesi ve'erev, and then you've got no problem whatsoever. That's all for a belila rakah, a runny mixture. Yeah? Very, very simple. When it comes to a thick mixture, that means the person's mixing things together and he's going to end up with a thick mixture. So we said, when it comes to Weetabix, that's a major problem. We spoke about this out last week by Arichas actually, that Weetabix is a problem, a thick mixture, because we said that in the halacha, there is a halacha, that's something which binds together straight away and you don't need to mix it really, then there's no heter of by Lisha Ova, a thick mixture. So if a person pours a bit of milk onto a Weetabix, or he puts a bit of milk in the bowl and he pours Weetabix into it, more or less it binds together straight away. You try it out, I tried that myself, we tried it out actually last Sunday here. You can see the mamish, it binds together straight away. There's come up nothing to do, you don't have to mix anything. So then you've got very little heter. Really, pasha is very little heter, because there it's a lisha ova and you can't do any shilling. Others say that you still need to mix it a bit, therefore you've got a bit. The maisa, pashas, that lecho is problematic. Now, I know the poskim speak about what's it called, the instant potato. Mashed potato, they say the lisha ova in mashed potato is a serious problem. Custard, these things over here, which binds together very quickly, becomes a thick mixture, there's not a heter to make that on Shabbos. Okay? Because it happens straight away. That was a lisha ova, which happens straight away. So a lisha ova is much more problematic. What we didn't mention, this I want to bring out again, the heterium of a lisha ova, there are certain cases where we allow you to make a lisha ova on Shabbos. Heter number one was a taz, a big chiddush from the taz. The taz said that any item, any mixture of foods that you make on Shabbos, which if you were to make it on Erev Shabbos, would get ruined. That means he's talking about, interesting, he's talking about making a salad, it's radishes and cucumbers and vinegar, and it's obviously cut very finely, that when you put the vinegar on it, it binds it together. So chiddush, that's called losh, but that's, he takes on, that's called losh, and the Taz says, that's clear, that to make on Erev Shabbos is no good, because it'll get ruined, it won't work, the salad will deteriorate, I don't know, maybe get soggy, I'm not sure exactly what the problem is, that deteriorates. So in that case, says the Taz, we can be so much on the shitters, which hold that the initial binding is not a problem. We don't take on like Rebbe, we explained, we take on like Rebbe Yehuda, and the main issa of Lisha is only the binding itself, the mixing. And here, what we do is we rely on the opinions that you put it together on Shabbos, do a shinui and a seder, even though it slightly sticks together, we don't worry about that. Since your food is going to get ruined if you make it on Shabbos, we override the chashash of Rebbe, and we let you make it on Shabbos itself, but you must do a shinui and a seder. When you mix it, you must do shesi ve'erev. That's heter number one, that's a taz. I said to you at the time that I find it very hard to find an example of this nowadays. This food item which gets ruined nowadays, if we've got a modern application of this, I find it very hard to understand.
That's a little
Well, letters is not a problem of losh normally. Normally it's a big item. Someone told me, the only thing that we told at the time, normally lettuce salad, normal salad, corn salad, potato salad, normally generally is big pieces. It's not a problem of losh. Lettuce normally is quite a big piece. It's very big. The pieces don't stick together. You cut it finely. The chilis sticks together, become one lump. So lettuce salad is normally not a problem. Someone told me avocado. Someone wants to make avocado mash. I don't know if we spoke about this out. Did we speak this out? I can't remember. Then, if you make an Erev Shabbos, it gets, I don't know what color it gets, it's brown. But someone told me there's a simple eitzah. You get, you know, some good tips about preparing Nishrim. You put a bit of lemon juice in, that should solve the problem. So that's not a heter. Once you've got an eitzah to get around this, then the chayy, you haven't got this heter. Yeah? So that's apparently a simple heter. That stops it changing color, and therefore that's not a problem. So heter number one of Elisha Ova, the Taz says, if the food gets rid of it. I haven't got a modern example of this. I can't find a modern example of this food, which is where you're going to have a problem of losh. I mean, you make a lot of salads. Our salads, they put croutons on, yeah? But even that, it gets soggy if you make it early. But there's no problem of losh. It's not losh at all. You can do that Shabbos. No problem at all. You make that Shabbos. No problem. We're talking about a problem where there's a problem of losh. And if you make it on Shabbos, if you make it on Erev Shabbos, it's going to get soggy. It's going to not get good. So you go ahead to make it on Shabbos. I say a modern example is, I don't know, they say that many people used to make egg and onion with mayonnaise based on this thing. In the olden days, they didn't have fridges, so you had to make it fresh. That I can understand. But nowadays, again, if you have it on fridges, that is hard to rely on this setter for this task. Yeah? Unfortunately, go a bit further, and they say you can rely on this setter of making a lisha ovar. That is, you can put the ingredients in shili or seder, and even though it mixes slightly together, we allow you to make it. Who gets ruined? Who adin for a child who won't eat another meal? He only wants a thick food. Yeah, he won't eat not a thick food. So he, let's say, for example, he needs to have something which is thick. And he wants to have some sort of cereal, not wheat, because wheat binds together straight away. You haven't got this heter, but I want to, let's say, something like oatmeal or something, which you still have to mix, and he only has it thick. He wants breadcrumbs in yogurt, for example. Yeah, he wants to have breadcrumbs in yogurt. That's his only food he eats. He's very fussy. So there, you can make a lisha ova because he won't eat anything else. So again, we rely on the opinion that since when you put it in, it doesn't blend straight away everything properly. You still have to mix it. There's still mixing needs to be done. If mixing still needs to be done, shesi ve'erev, you make a shinli in the shesi ve'erev. Ideally, you should make a shinli in the order as well. Then that way, you can make it on Shabbos. Who are then for a choyla, for a sick person, same heter as for a child. You're allowed to make a lisha ova of the ill person. Someone's got an ill person who can only have this yogurt with these crumbs in. That's the only thing he eats. Again, one is allowed to make it. Again, l'chayra, if one can make it on Erev Shabbos, one should make an Erev Shabbos. It's talking about when you could make an Erev Shabbos, yeah? But again, if one can avoid making it on Shabbos, one should make it before Shabbos. And then the other two etayim, which will apply, is this lisha ova, where you can avoid it mixing straight away. So one etayim is a thick mayonnaise. A person puts a thick mayonnaise on, for example, the egg which is crushed up. He's got a crushed up egg. He puts the thick mayonnaise onto the egg. There's no blending straight away, it doesn't bond straight away because they're thick. So then he's got an answer of relying on this. He's not relying on anything, he's not doing anything wrong. He puts a thick mayonnaise on the egg, he does a shesi ve'erev, a funny way of mixing, that's mutter. A thin mayonnaise, if he uses it with the piece of egg, big pieces, mashed up in a funny way, that's mutter to do. That is how you can make these things mutter. One other thing that I just speak out, which I want to mention before we finish this mutter, is adding a liquid to a solid item is not losh generally. But the poskim say that if the solid item is dried up so much that it's not usable, then reviving it again could be a problem. I must say, someone asked me this a few weeks ago, and it just shows you, you don't know how losh is, you've got a problem. He asked me, he said to me, is there a problem of playing with blue tack? Let's say a hard piece of blue tack, can you rub it to make it nice and soft? So I said, I can understand a shad of mamachi, I can't think of anything else. He said, someone told me it's a shad of losh. Losh in blue tack, I can't understand it. I can't say any having a losh in blue tack. Now, when you go through halachas, it's interesting. Some poskim want to compare something which is dried out, and you put a liquid into it to revive it, you make it get back its original texture, it's similar to losh, and it could be problematic. They think about this here with peanut butter. Peanut butter sometimes has been left a long time in the shops or in your house. What happens is, it gets very hard, and the oil rises to the top. So generally, it's not a problem. The peanut butter is still edible. It's still edible. So to mix that oil into the peanut butter is generally not a problem. because it's really edible, the peanut butter. So you're adding a liquid to peanut butter, which is really edible. If, however, the peanut butter becomes so dried out, and now really it's very hard, you can't really eat it as it is, and you want to mix the oil in to make it now that it becomes revived and usable to put on your bread, because it's too dry and hard to use as it is, that, some possibly want to say, could be a problem. The peanut butter has become hard, not usable, yeah? So then to mix it in a normal way is problematic. I mean, you can mix it with Chesi Vayir, that you can do. It's not worse than Elisha Ovar, which you do. The oil sitting on the top is not mixed as it is now. So you take your knife and you mix it with crisscross ways into the peanut butter. That will now revive the peanut butter, and you've done Lisha in a hetzik way. Now, Boy Stein, I can't say we've finished Hilchos Lisha. There's lots still to learn. But the Maisa, we've got some idea, Baruch Hashem, of what's going on in Hilchos Lisha. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow is a new start, hopefully, in Hilchos Bishul. More, okay, Rabbi Stein, let's go.